Over the years, many of us have benefited from the fantastic resource that is the electronic phone book of blind users. And if you thought that its days were over, well, its days are beginning all over again, thanks to a team of volunteers, one of whom is Scott Berry. The project's just been put together and is in beta at the moment, but Scott joins us on Main Menu to tell us all about the new and improved electronic phone book of blind users. Well, Scott, nice to have you on Main Menu today. Let's start at the beginning and talk about the Internet Phone Book of Blind Users. For those who aren't familiar with it, give us a bit of history about the Internet Phone Book.
Basically, the Internet Phone Book started out with Phil Scovell, and he started it out as a names.txt file. Then he put it on the Internet for other people to grab, and it just became bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, and it continued on to a point that he got so that he couldn't do it anymore, and that's basically when I took it over.
How long, do you know, has the Internet Phone Book been going for? It seems to have been around forever, almost.
It has been around since 94, 95 at least, that I'm aware of.
Because that really predates the huge internet boom, you know, it predates the big boom of the web and all of that sort of thing. And what was interesting about the original internet phone book was all of the different text files that you could find. Like, I think there was one that had a list of email addresses for those who wished to be a part of that. But you also had all kinds of handy hints and email lists and, oh, I don't know, all sorts of things in there.
Yeah, that is true. We actually have now started... what we're doing is we're actually revamping the whole thing.
Tell me about that. What's the new Internet Phone Book going to look like?
Basically, what we have done is instead of having the phone book as it was, we have actually made all the links active. We've taken the approach of Microsoft Word, and we have used the links inside there, like the table of contents links you to a certain part of that page. And then that page, what happens is it's like a go-to link, basically. And what happens is when you click on the table of contents, you actually go to that certain section of the phone book, then you can read that section. Also, at the same time, we have divided the phone book up into several sections so that if you want to, say, download one section that is HTML, you can do that. Or if you want to download a document file from Word, you can do that. Or you can still get the TXT files.
Right, so it's available in multiple formats. That must require quite a bit of work for you to maintain those multiple formats, I would imagine.
Actually, yes, it does, and the way that we work it now is we have a volunteer team system. What we have is we have three volunteers that go out and search the web for internet email lists and HTML sites. Then it goes to a couple of people that duplicate it, a couple of people that check for duplications, and one person that does the alphabetizing. Then we send it on to somebody who does the actual ads, you know, like, say, for instance, ACB Radio. They would have the web URL, and then they'd have the name of the site, and then there's a description of what ACB Radio is all about.
Excellent.
It's 4 to 12 lines, usually.
Whoa, how to compress ACB radio into 12 lines. That's the challenge of our generation. So let me ask you about how one interacts with this Word document for people who don't use Word on a regular basis. You pull it into Microsoft Word, and you've got this table of contents. So how do you jump from that table of contents to the particular part that you're interested in?
Okay, in JAWS, I'll start out with JAWS, and correct me if I'm wrong with Window Eyes, but with JAWS, simply what you do is you route the JAWS to PC. When you get to the table of contents, say accessibility, you route JAWS to PC, then you simply left-click on that, and that automatically pulls you down to that page. All you do is arrow down, and it pulls you right into that section. With Windows, I believe you would do the same thing, only with the WE cursor.
Mm, similar kind of concept, yes. Yeah, or even with the mouse cursor, but yeah, similar concept. All right, so that's how often are you going to be publishing the Internet Phone Book?
The Internet Phone Book will be published on a monthly basis if it needs that.
All right. And what kind of people would want to be listed? Like, is it for individuals and organizations and websites? How precisely does it work? What kind of listing categories do you have?
Well, we have 24 different category lists, and I don't have them at my fingertips right now.
Understandably, that's a lot of categories.
Yes, it is. And basically what we do is we categorize them into those categories, and then what happens is we have a main editor that takes care of all the putting in the links and stuff. And then I'm actually the webmaster.
And so where do people go if they want to find out more about the phone book, or presumably they can download it from the web as well?
You can go to www.berryscorner, that's spelled berryscorner.net.
And what can people do on that website with respect to the phone book? Can they submit or just download? What's the story there?
We have just implemented some new forms. We had a lady gracious enough to actually put us some real intricate forms together, and she has made it easy enough that all they do is they list their name. You go to the user's update form is what we call it, and then you click on that. That will take you out to an external link to a different site, and then that pulls up the form. The form then has your first and last name, city, the state is a combo box, the country is a combo box, and they are alphabetized. Then you can submit the material. It's real speech friendly.
And you can download the phone book in various guises from that site as well, can you?
That's right. Actually, all you do is you go to the download link. It says Internet Phone Book of Blind Resources Downloads, and you click on that link, and that will pull you into the download page. And there are three links on there as of right now, and that is HTML, doc format, and also TXT format. They are in EXEs, and they do tell you exactly where the file will go. When the EXE is pulled up, the EXE, the first thing it says is you can find the phone book at, and it tells you exactly what directory it's in and everything.
Right, so you're using like a self-extractor type program for that.
Exactly. We're not using the standard WinZip due to some copyright issues, because I don't have a real version of it.
Okay.
And I wasn't too adamant about using WinZip. That's not my zip program of choice either. I use a program called Ultimate Zip, and basically what it does is it tells you where the files are going to be contained, and then it just shows you where to get WinZip from.
When the phone book was being run by Phil Scoville, I remember that you could subscribe to an email list, and whenever there was an update, he would send it out. Do you have that facility at this point?
Actually, I run my own mail server, so yes, I do.
So people are able to subscribe to a list for updates?
At this point, the list for updates is not available, but we are going to be implementing that as we go along.
With all of the different sites that are out there that kind of try and coordinate blind activities, you know, you've got blindcity.com, blindcommunity.com, etc., do you think there's still a place in this era of the web for this Internet Phone Book format?
Actually, yes, because what we're trying to do is we're going more of a nonprofit status, which in turn means that the website is more of a nonprofit status type website. And what we're trying to do is eventually we'd like to make it a one-stop blind or one-stop place for blind resources.
That sounds very intriguing. And so that's www.berryscorner.net for people who want further information about the phone book.
Right. Also something I'd like to bring up too, Jonathan, is we're looking for donated equipment also. We're looking for stuff like braille printers, anybody who has some extra CDs that might want to donate. We're looking for tapes. We're going to go all different formats. Because there are still some people who don't have the internet, but they may want that at their fingertips so that, say, you go to a library or something where you can use some kind of a speech, or you go to a college dormitory where you can use, college computer center where they may have speech access available to you, then you can simply look at the braille copy and say, okay, this is the link I want, and there you go. You have it right at your fingertips.
So if people have any ideas in that regard, or they may have material that they wish to donate, how can they get hold of you to discuss that further?
The way that they can do that is there is a webmaster form on the page. They just need to access that, and there is a combo box that has a place in there for comments. They can just submit a comment, and I will get the results.
Well, I wish you luck with this project. I know that the Internet Phone Book of Blind Users has helped many people get in touch with one another and also with useful blindness resource over the 7 years that it's been operating. So we look forward to following its progress with interest, and thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, you betcha.